Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Tell us your favorite David Bowie song at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Okay, Griff.
What?
Please tell us the story about when you met him. When you met David Bowie, please.
Okay, I'll try to make it short. So it was March 17th, 1976, and it was in Boston. And it's the night we met the Duke, the Thin White Duke. So David Bowie had just finished performing a night of what was called the Isolar 1976 tour. It was coincided with the release of the album Station to Station, and it was at Boston Garden. That was the tour that introduced the world to the first incarnation of his manifestation as the, quote, Thin White Duke. He had left the glam behind and was wearing kind of a very styled, tailored look with his hair brushed back. It was also the tour that had the most unusual stage lighting, by the way, I've ever seen. It consisted of banks upon banks of very intense, very big white fluorescent tubes that surrounded the entire stage. And I was part of a group, small group of people that had been invited to watch the concert off stage, on the stage, on the side, in the wings as special invited guests. And the reason was, in our band at the time, our vocalist was, her boyfriend in high school was the tour manager that summer for the tour, and he invited her and guests to come, so we went. And then after the show, the tour manager invited us to follow the entourage to a quiet place for drinks and conversation. It was going to be at an unannounced place that no one would ever guess. And so we followed them, and we ended up at the... it's not there anymore, but at the Boston Sheraton Hotel at the Prudential Center, there used to be this businessman's lounge called the Persian Room. And I remember it well. It was really tacky. There was like the way it was the Persian Room is they tried to make it look like the inside of I Dream of Jeannie's bottle.
Oh.
That's pretty funny. There were about 40 people in there. And we kind of snuck in and we're standing around the bar. And this is something I've since learned that performers will do, famous performers, after a night, they'll go someplace where fans would never think to find them and then kind of have a few drinks and relax. So we're standing, you know, we're at the bar, and he was very cordial. He asked us all questions about what we did, and, you know, you're in a band, and have we played his material, and did we cover his songs, and kind
did
of
you?
Laughed. I can't remember. I think we did. He asked what it's like earning a living in Boston as a musician. And my lasting impression was he was a really gentlemanly, incredibly handsome, like model guy. He was, as I wrote, all angular and poise and smiles. And in the meantime, on this little stage, there was a guitar player strumming her way through her set. She was the hired musician and she, you know, had a top 40 kind of repertoire. She strummed an acoustic guitar.
She didn't know he was there, right?
Well, she couldn't have because she was on this little stage that had a tiny little bank of spotlights that shone right in her eyes. So she couldn't have been aware who was in the room. It was a dark room. So, you know, we're kind of just being starstruck and look at us hanging out with the rock star. And suddenly the woman on the stage finishes a song. I don't remember what it was. And she says, thank you, thank you. I'd like to do one of my favorites now. It's by one of my favorite folks, David Bowie. So everyone at the bar kind of turns and looks at David Bowie, who's just smiling like a Cheshire cat, and she starts into a song called When You Rock and Roll With Me. That song. So our group at the bar stopped talking, and David looked towards the stage. He smiled, stood up, and put his fingers to his lips to shush the rest of us as he walked to the side of the bar and made his way around to the back of the tiny stage. He kept his fingers to his lips as he signaled everyone, including the rest of the previously clueless patrons who were sitting in front of the stage and who could now see exactly who he was and what he was doing, to please keep quiet and not give up the unfolding whatever he was about to do. So everyone played along, and then he moves very slowly behind this singer who's in the middle of the song and gets behind her, and then just in time for the first chorus, puts his head over her shoulder and starts to sing harmony with her, softly, because she's doing it as a kind of soft ballad. And when you rock and roll with me, no one else I'd rather be. And the singer, this woman, who's actually, her name is Kathy Hebert. My partner at the time reminded me that, and there's a coda to the story. So Kathy, the singer, looks first annoyed. She's like, who is this? Some drunk who just dared stumble on the stage during her gig?
She didn't know.
The audience started to titter a little bit, so she turned around to see who this person might be. And when she realized it, she just froze with a gasp in mid-lyric. She kept playing, but her mouth fell, and she couldn't sing, and the entire bar was silent. So David just continued singing his song, Nobody Here Can Do It For Me. And she had stopped singing, but not playing, and she was crying. The tears were streaming down her face, and he said, don't stop, darling. He said, you're doing great. So she regained her composure, choked a little bit, and got herself together to join him for the last chorus, with tears streaming down her face, and her singing.
Yes.
And so they finished the song, and everyone applauded, and he hugged her, and she's trying to talk to him, and she can't get anything out, and he gave her a kiss and did a little bow and walked off the stage. And I don't remember much after that. We, you know, it was pretty pandemonium. And then he right after that, he left.
I am sure she is still telling that story.
If she's alive, we have no idea.
Oh.
The coda to that story is interesting because that was in March of 1976. And in January of 1977, my new friend and soon to be my longtime partner, as I may have mentioned, his name is Mickey, came to visit me from Vermont and Boston. Besides seeing me, he wanted to catch up with an old Vermont friend of his who was a singer and guitar player he had known in high school. And he said, I haven't seen her in years, but she's playing at some place called the Persian Room. And I said, yeah, I know where that is. Not thinking, not putting two and two together. So we went to the Persian Room. It was almost empty. There were about 10 people there. And I walked in, and I immediately realized that the woman who was his old high school friend was the same woman whose life had been changed that night when one of her idols walked up behind her and started singing.
What a small world.
It was. And so he introduced, she was glad to see him. They were chattering. And finally he said, oh, and this is Jimmy. And I said, yeah, pleased to meet you. By the way, I was there that night, when he, and she just like went, are you kidding? You were there. This was the most amazing thing that ever happened to me.
Oh,
no, that's my story.
What a wonderful story. And, yeah. An issue that will probably never be discussed in the media and probably has never been discussed before in the media is one of being a groupie versus being part of the in crowd. And the fact that you were a musician and your friends were musicians raised you above the groupie.
Well, I don't know.
To a different level.
I was very young. I was only 22.
But the same thing used to happen to me in radio. I would have been, had I not gone into radio, I probably would have been a groupie because I love being around the music so much. But because I was a disc jockey, I had a reason to be backstage. I had a reason to be when they went off and did a jam session at 2 in the morning, country singers. I had a reason to be there. I wasn't a groupie. Do you understand what I mean, groupie?
I do, yes.
It was a matter of pride to me that I was part of it all. Well, gosh, what an opportunity you've had in your life, Griff. You've met so many famous people and had so many wonderful, wonderful experiences. And we do love to hear about them. So don't feel, shy about telling us about these things. Sometimes you don't want to, I know. But
we like
hearing it.
Don't want to bore people.
It is not boring.
I mean, my life is not a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Really?
No.
Saw him at the Golden Globes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I should have watched it.
It was very good, really.
I saw a clip of, Jim Carrey with a beard, and he was very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny, in a very kind of, like wise guy kind of way. He was very cute.
And of course, because we know him so well, we knew when he was being funny, even at the beginning. We knew something was coming, right?
Right.
It was very good. But anyway, thank you for telling us that story.
Oh, my pleasure.
It gave me goosebumps. And of course, part of the story that gave me goosebumps was the singer being on stage and him coming up there and singing with her.
It was one of those moments that, it was like, you couldn't have scripted it. I mean, the woman goes into a David Bowie song not knowing that he's in...
The man himself. What could...
This little bar, this little...
How could that happen?
This kind of, run-down, tawdry... I wish I had had a camera. this businessman's bar where people just went to have a drink and then maybe hook up with somebody and go upstairs. And here she's singing away. She's pretty cool. I learned a little bit about it after. She sounded like a pretty cool woman. And she's in the middle of like, just, oh, I'm singing for these. It's like, you know, play us a song. You're the guitar lady. And suddenly she's in the middle of the song and you look over your shoulder and David Bowie's singing harmony with you on his song on your stage. That has to be a life-changing moment.
I know, and it's an amazing story. Thank you. And what? So you were like a youngster. 20.
I was 22. That was 76. I just turned 22.
You must have been over the moon.
I can't recall. I think I was. I think we were laughing and having a good time, but I don't know.
You must have been.
My lasting impression is that I didn't pay enough attention. I should have paid more attention. It's what I tried to do now. Working here and helping folks out, but not easy.
Well, when we're youngsters, our minds are on other things.
Yeah.
The hormones are running around, you know. So if you go on eBay,
yes.com, I'm going to do that
right
now.
And you put in David Bowie.
Yeah.
Let's see the new things that have gotten up there since this morning, because people are adding new things like crazy, of course.
Well, I'm always interested in the unusual signed or, you know, personal memorabilia.
David Bowie, Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, LP, pre-order, new sealed vinyl.
Here's the most expensive thing I'm seeing right now is Taschen Books, which is a German publisher of very rare arty things, has a limited edition, art edition of The Rise of David Bowie for $50,000.
Okay.
Yikes. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, today's final segment of eBay Radio.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 346.
How to visually merchandise your store and listings. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as top-rated seller, antiques_R_great. Here's her tip.
Visually merchandising your store is basically setting up your store so that it's shopper-friendly. You have to mimic brick-and-mortar stores. This is where the visual part comes in. Everything is broken down by department. The women's, men's, electronics, and whatnot, footwear. It's all broken down by department, and it's all visual. Set up so that when you go in there, you know exactly what area you're in. So that's how you want to mimic your store categories.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by BULQ Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods.
Well, it's been an interesting program. Chock full of a lot of stuff today, and I'd like to remind you that you can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, and then find the Seller Events under Seller Resources. Click on the event's name to get a pop-up window. So we are, Wednesday, which is tomorrow, January 13th, 6 to 9 p.m., Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, Shipping Secrets of Online Sellers. Five tactics every seller should know. They're meeting at Jimmy's Char House, Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Then on Friday, January 15th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., it's our buddy Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Let's start the new year right at Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And then on Saturday, January 23rd, eBay sellers of Central Florida from 2 to 5 p.m., monthly meetup, holiday recap, and goal setting at West Osceola Library in Celebration, Florida. 6 to 9 p.m., eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado. And that's what we have on the calendar so far. There's going to be more as the month progresses because people are kind of slow to get started with their events at the beginning of the year. So are you going to do your Skype things this year?
I'm going to put out a reminder to folks that if they would like me to Skype into their meetup, I'm available. We're also talking about maybe making a trip or two this year. I haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
To some, like maybe a little tour, but that's to be determined. There was a kind of an internal shuffle here. So, and I'm used to these. I've been doing it
for
20
years.
Yes, I know
about the internal shuffle.
So
I got shuffled.
Community has been moved out of marketing and into the seller experience team under Jordan, and which is where I wanted to be.
Some of you will remember Jordan from the eBay Radio Party and Conference last year. He was one of the speakers.
And Jordan and team had created a new role for Sarah Brubacher, which is called Seller Engagement. It's a seller engagement team, and community is now part of that. So I'm working with Sarah, one of my favorites, known her for a long time. And it looks to be an interesting year.
Yay.
I'm excited.
Yes, I am too, very much so.
Like to do stuff.
If you've got a seller event you'd like us to add to the calendar, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then just fill out the web form and we'll be happy to put that on for you. So, Griff, do you use Selling Manager and Selling Manager Pro?
I use Selling Manager Pro as part of my store subscription, and I'm also in the Seller Hub, and Selling Manager works as part of that. So,
because I'm asking, because I see this little article about that it's an underutilized feature of Selling Manager, and Selling Manager Pro is the custom label. It's a blank 50-character spacer column cell that allows the seller to add information about a particular item. Some people, for instance, do their inventory control that way, Griff. When used to identify and locate your inventory in your home or warehouse, it can really help you get organized and find sold items quickly. You can make up your own SKU number or record the actual location of the item or both up to 50 characters. Your buyer does not see this, by the way.
Right.
Only the seller sees the custom label information.
Oh, I use that custom label now for inventory management. And which bin is it in? I put the bin number there.
That's all you do is put the bin number?
Yeah, I don't have 20,000 shirts yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Soon.
Soon, though.
Yeah, I kept to my resolution, which is everything I buy has to be listed within a week. I have about 10 more shirts to list from last week before I can go out and buy some more, but I listed the majority of stuff, and it helps. I mean, it keeps me fresh, so that's good.
Have you ever put anything on eBay Classifieds?
I did once. I didn't sell it, but it was a long time ago.
eBay is sending out email about it, and they're introducing a new free mobile app. for buying and selling. It's called Close 5.
Oh, I like
Close
that.
5. C-L-O-S-E-5. Allows you to easily buy and sell with people in your neighborhood, all from your smartphone. You can browse for items within 5 miles of you, ask a question while at a store, or watch items on the go, then make your offer to coordinate your exchange. You can message privately. Once an offer is accepted, discuss when and where to meet, all from the in-app chat feature. No phone numbers, no emails. So it's called Close 5. You've never used that, huh?
I know of it. I haven't used it before.
Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, go over some things here that I see that I brought in for the show today. eBay was recognized by ChainStoreAge.com for running one of the top 5 engaging omni-channel campaigns during the 2015 holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
The website write-up particularly praised the Boxing Weekend element, saying eBay came up with a clever solution to help Americans solve a common dilemma, what to do about unwanted holiday gifts. Did you get any unwanted holiday gifts? You can tell me.
No.
No? Everything you got was wanted?
I got one gift, and it was very sweet. It's like a Diogenes lantern I can carry around looking for an honest man.
No, really?
Remember Diogenes?
Oh, yes. Of course.
He kept looking for an honest man, said, I'm going to find him if I can. If I could meet Diogenes today, here is what I'd say. This segment was brought to you by Bulk. Join us again on Thursday, January 19th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. We'll join you then on eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.